إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to remind myself and you that spiritual development is just like educational development. When we want to acquire an education, we start at the pre-primary stage, absolute nursery, and then from there we go to the primary school, and from the primary school, if we pass the tests, then we go to secondary school, and then from there, if we pass the stress tests, we go into high school, and then we graduate out of high school, and then we join university at undergrad. And then we graduate from there, and we go and have a take a graduate or postgraduate education, and then we go on to do a PhD and so on. At each of these stages, there are tests. There is a test to which qualifies you to enter the next stage, and that is the state with our education system. Now, spiritual development is exactly the same, except that the tests in spiritual development are extremely customized. They are purely personal, and there is no cheating. Because the invigilator, the one who watches us take the test, is the one who, from whom nothing can be hidden. The second thing is that, unlike our education system, which for the most part tests us only on random recall, in the spiritual testing, we are not tested on random recall. We are tested only and only on practice. So it's not how much you know, it's what you do. And it's an open book test. It's also unlike our academic test. This test is an open book test. There are no secrets. The question paper is known from day one. When we answer the tests, the book is open before us. All the demos, all the practice, all the reminders, everything is open before us. All we need to do is write the correct answer in the correct box. And as I said, that's not by telling it, that's by doing it. And just like our academic system, if you don't pass a test in a particular, at a particular stage, whether it's primary, nursery, primary, secondary, higher education, high school or whatever, if you don't pass the test at that stage, then you have to give that test again. So the same test will come again and again and again until you pass that test, and then you go off into a higher stage. Now, between tests is a stage of learning, is a stage of opening of doors, is a stage of great understanding. It's a stage of great happiness, because suddenly things that have been, that may have been troubling us for years in some cases, suddenly become clear. So this is the broad framework of also spiritual development, of also Tazkiyatun Nafs, purification of the heart, same series of things that happen. I therefore remind myself and you that one final thing before that, which is that unlike the academic tests, the spiritual tests, the results are permanent, which is that once we finally graduate, and that final graduation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see us safely through that, is called Maut, is where we graduate finally, not only in a spiritual sense, but also in a material and physical sense, from this world into the next world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help in seeing us through that. So the final test, once we finish that, then there are no more tests. Then it's, inshallah, coasting all the way down the slope and up the other slope 2, inshallah, we ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghairi hisab. So this is the story. Now, I remind myself and you, let us look at our lives and say, first of all, what grade am I stuck in? And secondly, what are the tests that I seem to face over and over again? For many of us, we are stuck, you know, in the basic primary grade, which relates to the foundational aqaid of Islam itself, the foundational following of the sunnah itself. You know, all my friends whose beards are inside their hearts and they haven't manifested themselves may like to remind themselves that they are still at the pre-primary stage, which is, they are in school, inshallah, they are not on the street, but they are at the basic pre-primary stage, where to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which they have made it so difficult on themselves, although it is the only sunnah that you have to actually do nothing to follow. It happens by itself, but even that they don't allow it to happen. So question to ask is, how long do you want to stay there, and how long do you want to be in nursery? And then we go to the next and the next. And of course, for some other people, the test may be more complex, but the result is the same, which is that the tests are open book tests. The help of the invigilator is always there. If you ask him, he will help you to pass the test. And of course, without his help, we cannot pass it. And we have imminent possibilities of rubbing out our answers and writing new answers. But the fact remains that unless we pass that test, we will not go to the next level. No matter how much we would like to talk, no matter what the world thinks of us, no matter how much knowledge we think we have, you cannot pass the test until and unless you practice that knowledge, until and unless you demonstrate that knowledge has now reached from the book into your mind, into your heart, and into your actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to pass the tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us through the tests and to help us through all those tests until we come to the final stage. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our lives in a state of obedience to Him, and to forgive all our sins, and to ensure that we reach Him in a stage where we will not be ashamed of standing before Him, and we can expect from His forgiveness and His mercy. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ